This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Republicans won both governor's races in yesterday's elections by solid margins. Kentucky voters chose Congressman Ernie Fletcher to be their first Republican governor in 32 years. And in Mississippi, Republican lobbyist Haley Barbour defeated incumbent Democrat Ronnie Musgrove. In Philadelphia, Democratic Mayor John Street easily fended off a challenge from Republican businessman Sam Katz. Street's campaign got a big boost after the disclosure that the FBI had bugged his City Hall office in a corruption investigation. A report on that race in a moment, but first, NPR political correspondent Mara Liasson has this election roundup.
Kentucky, like other southern states, had become increasingly Republican in presidential elections, but still elected Democrats to its statewide offices. That changed last night when Republican Congressman Ernie Fletcher defeated Democratic State Attorney General Ben Chandler 55-45%. In his victory speech, Fletcher marked the end of 32 years of Democrats in the Kentucky State House.
This really is an historical moment in this state because it is a new era in Kentucky. I traveled across this state and I talked about how we rank nationally and how those rankings don't match the fine people that we have. People who are tremendous people of ability. And we talked about the need for new visionary leadership, progressive leadership to lead us into the 21st century.
The National Republican Party gave plenty of help to Fletcher, and President Bush, who won the state by 16 points in 2000, campaigned for Fletcher over the weekend. In his concession speech, Chandler cited those factors and the sex scandal involving the outgoing Democratic governor, Paul Patton.
I gave everything I had, and we fought the good fight. It was just too big a hill to climb. We had the governor, obviously, that we had to carry as baggage, even though it ought not to have been that way. A money disparity that we had to battle. We had the President of the United States that we had to battle. Just a whole lot of different things that made it a rough fight. But I can tell you, I have no regrets at all.
In Mississippi, Republicans won another victory. Former Republican National Committee Chairman Haley Barbour defeated the Democratic incumbent Governor Ronnie Musgrove. Mississippi is another state that President Bush carried by double digits in 2000, and he campaigned for Barbour as well. Musgrove tried to use Barbour's Washington connections against him, referring to him as a Washington lobbyist and calling him a fat cat and a tool of wealthy Washington interests. But Barbour wore his Washington connections as a badge of honor, boasting that his access could help him bring jobs and money to the state.
I appreciate everybody who helped. So many people, from President Bush to Vice President Cheney, from Rudy Giuliani and Darrell Waltrip. A bevy of Republican governors from across the state and around the nation, the Republican Governors Association and the Republican National Committee. You know, we Republicans have a wonderful team, and we believe in teamwork. Being part of that team will help Mississippi for the next 4 years.
His opponent, Ronnie Musgrove, conceded defeat after a hard-fought race that broke all state spending records. Barbour raised more than $10 million, Musgrove more than $8 million.
We have seen today the very famous system of government that we have work. It's called transition. It's called the people having an opportunity to speak and all of us respecting that voice. I respect the people of Mississippi.
A third governor's race is also on the ballot this year. On November 15th, Louisiana will hold a runoff election between the two top vote-getters in the primary, Republican Bobby Jindal, a former health policy official, and Democratic Lieutenant Governor Kathleen Blanco. Voters also decided a series of ballot initiatives around the country, defeating a proposal to establish casino gambling in Maine and another proposal to reduce stress in Denver. And in New York City, voters defeated a proposal backed by Mayor Michael Bloomberg that would have replaced party primaries with nonpartisan elections for mayor and other city positions. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.